The American Cancer Society's annual statistics report shows the largest drop in cancer mortality rates over the span of 1 year, and breast cancer tops the list of major cancers that were included in the report's decline in cancer deaths. Doctors say advancements in technology, early detection, and treatments continue to pave the way to higher survival rates.
Screening mammography has made such an incredible difference in the treatment and survival statistics for breast cancer, and in our area and a lot of areas in the country are also utilizing what's called 3D mammography. The technical name for it is tomosynthesis, but it is a much more accurate mammogram, and it can be done for the screening mammogram patients as well as the diagnostic.
And as breast cancer mortality rates continue to decline, the CDC estimates more than 250,000 women will get breast cancer every year, and approximately 42,000 will die from the disease. That's why Dr. Jenny Bowles, radiologist with Memphis Radiology and Methodist Le Bonheur Healthcare, says it's vital for women to get screened. But all too often, healthcare professionals say women don't get tested because they say they have no known family history of the disease.
I'm always disheartened when I hear women say, "Oh, breast cancer doesn't run in my family, so I don't need to have a mammogram." 70% of breast cancers are diagnosed in women who have no family history. So 70%, that's a huge number of women with absolutely no family history that are diagnosed with breast cancer.
And there's been a lot of debate in the medical community about the age to begin mammogram screenings. As health experts say, for every breast cancer death prevented with screenings, 3 to 4 women are overdiagnosed. So the American Cancer Society made a few adjustments to the breast cancer screening guidelines. Now women age 40 to 44 have the option to begin yearly screenings, and women age 45 to 54 should schedule yearly screenings.
Everyone should start annual mammography at age 40. I know there's been a lot of conflict with different organizations recommending different times, but the most lives are saved by women starting annual mammography at age 40.
You can log on to cancer.org and read more about breast cancer symptoms and treatments. And while you're there, click the Eat Healthy and Get Active link and check out healthy lifestyle articles that will help you live life well. I'm Bernadette Davis.